If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 11. 2 Chronicles chapter 11. And again, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Enjoyed the good Sunday school. Certainly enjoyed the good singing as well. Appreciate each one in attendance. Certainly, again, I always ask you to pray for me. I know that I certainly need the Lord, especially as I stand to try to bring His message. 2 Chronicles chapter 11. While you're turning, just let me mention that we are going to read about King Rehoboam. And King Rehoboam came into power after Solomon, his father. And he came into power. And, of course, the kingdom divided. He became as king of part of the kingdom. And he forsook the council of the old generation. So there were some old leaders, some elders, some that had great wisdom, and they come in to counsel him, and he decided, I don't need your counsel. Rather, he took counsel from those he grew up with, those that were of his own age, the younger generation. That's where he got his counsel from. And they gave him very wicked counsel. And that's the approach he took to his kingdom, his kingship. It was a very wicked approach. And when the people come, and this was the advice that they gave, it said, when the people come and ask you to lighten the yoke that has been placed upon them, you let them know that my little finger is going to be thicker than my father's loins. And where he chastised you with whips, I'll chastise you with scorpions. So that was his approach to his kingdom, is I'm going to be the hardest man that you've ever known, and you're not going to see any relief from it. Now, with all that being said, you know, with a reign so wicked, you'd kind of have to be prepared for rebellion. But certainly, you know, people might try to rebel. And so he began to make some changes in the kingdom. He decided that he would rearrange where people went to worship, and no longer would they go to the sacred place to worship. And he took the priest, and he brought them with him, and he put priests in different areas. And he also made priests, in verse 15 it says, he ordained his priests for the high places and for the devils and for the calves which he had made. So you can see what he brought in to the kingdom was he brought in devil worship. He brought in, you know, calves, golden calves, you might think, just images that they would worship. And then he also gave people that may be devout to the Lord, he said, we'll take them away from their holy place and we'll bring them to a different place. And, you know, anytime you get God's service out of order, it's out of order. And that's what he intended to do. We'll just kind of get them out of order and get it where, you know, maybe God's not listening to them. And so, with all the changes going on, I said that certainly it'd probably be a chance for rebellion. Look at verse 11. Chapter 11, verse 11. And he fortified the strongholds and put captains in them and store of victuals and of oil and of wine. And in every several city, he put shields and spears and made them exceeding strong, having Judah and Benjamin on his side. So, in other words, no one's going to come in here and overthrow me. I'm going to make some strongholds. I'm going to fortify that. And I'm going to fill it with victuals. I'm going to store up the groceries. And that way, if I have to, I can retreat real quick to a place like that. And I can wait out any kind of little rebellion maybe that comes up. Or anyone that comes in against me. I'm going to make my kingdom strong. So, I thought about that, and Brother Mike, I thought about we have an enemy, and he knows something about strongholds as well. And that's what I want you to think about in our life this morning is strongholds. Here we are, new year. January's almost gone. And I want us to look at our lives. I want us to consider our own heart and see if there's something there that shouldn't be there. Is there a place in your life where you see yourself falling and you fall over and over again? And that's something I believe we need to take note of, and because certainly the devil knows something about strongholds. Our enemy, the devil, he's out to devour us. He's got those fiery darts that he wants to damage us and destroy us with. And we have that enemy that knows something about how to attack us. And I'm going to tell you something about the old devil. He's been studying you since you were born. He's been studying me since I was born. He knows what type of person I am. He knows about the mistakes I've made in my life already. And he knows how tender I am in certain areas. He knows what catches my eye. He knows what can get me distracted. He knows all these things about me. And I want you to understand, he knows those things about you as well. And more than likely, he set up some strongholds in your life. Of course, when we face the devil, we face him in the battlefield of the mind. And so he knows where those strongholds need to be placed. And I tell you something about him. He don't care about you. And he doesn't mind hurting you. And if you feel like, well, boy, I'm just overwhelmed and I've got too much going on and I just want to call a timeout. There's no timeouts against this enemy. And he's out to destroy you. When you're sleeping, he's still considering how he might take you down. When you wake up in the morning, you may not think about God and your need for him. You may not think about the armor that has been prepared for you. But that doesn't distract the devil. He's still coming after you. And it doesn't matter if you've got up and got close to the Lord. It don't matter if you consider the armor that God has given you. He is still coming after you. He is relentless, and he wants to destroy you. Now, you say, well, Brother Brad, we've heard this before. I understand that. This morning I want to remind us, because it's very, very easy to forget that we are in a battle, that we are facing principalities and powers, rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. We are facing it, and I believe we're becoming more vigilant as Christians. I believe we're starting to look around and see that, boy, my goodness, there really is a spiritual enemy that is after us. He's after our country. He's after our communities. He's after our churches. He's after everything that we have ever held precious and that God has ever held precious. He's after it. Anything that's pleasing to God, he wants to destroy it. Take the family. God gave us family. The devil's trying hard to destroy families. He's doing a good job. He's turning children against their parents and parents against their children and husbands against wives and wives against husbands. And, you know, the list goes on and on. He wants to destroy what God holds precious. If you're sitting in church this morning and you come and you want to be close to the Lord, he's got his eyes on that and he wants to somehow disrupt it and destroy it. So the fact is, he sees you and he wants to devour you. Now, I'm not trying to discourage us this morning. I want us to see these strongholds. A stronghold is a place that has been fortified to protect it against attack. And so if you see your enemy, he has set up a stronghold where he can get in a position to where he can launch an attack on you. And when you try to run him off, he's just kind of dug in. That's what you're facing this morning. That's what I'm facing. It's where, when you think about a stronghold, that's where one chooses to make their stand, giving them the greatest chance for a favorable outcome. You know, you think about an enemy that you go against, and it's one thing to face him on a battlefield. It's another thing that if he's in a walled city with towers and he's got men ready to shoot arrows at you every time you come near to him. Well, picture the devil, and he set that up in your life. He set that up in your mind. And this morning, you may have been tempted this week Let's just consider this week for a minute. You may have been tempted with many things. And it may be that the devil has tried some new attacks on you. Something that maybe you've never faced before. And those kind of attacks, Brother Joy, they're hard. When something comes at you, it seems like out of left field. You don't know where it come from. And why you would even fall to something like this. Or even why you would be tempted in that area. And yet maybe he's come at you like that. Or maybe he's come at you with some things you felt like was over the top, and no way you would fall to something like that. But when we start advancing ourselves, in other words, when we say, I'm going to draw nigh to the Lord, whenever we decide that we're going to be what we need to be, then we begin to make some advances in that area, then if we're not careful, we'll run into that stronghold, and that's where we're going to fall. We run into the old devil's garrison he's got set up. And boy, you feel good. I'm advancing. I have denied this temptation. I've kind of honed in this thing over here in my life that I've been working on. And boy, I feel good about myself. And then boom, he gets you. You see, he's got this stronghold set up. And that's where you fall. You know this battlefield I'm talking about because it's probably where you fall in time and time again. I know that's not for everybody. Some of you that you've been successful and you've torn out some of them strongholds a long time ago. But others that you know very well that you find yourself, anytime you start advancing and you start doing what you need to be doing, you find yourself fall right here. And it happens over and it happens over and it happens over again. This is where you're reminded that it's the little foxes that spoil the vines. This is where you're reminded that, boy, if you get very close to the Lord, that you're probably going to fall over here. This is where he gets you every time. All right, this morning, for a child of God, whenever that happens, it gets very discouraging. When you see yourself falling over and over and over again. The same stronghold every time. Just when you're gaining ground, you get kind of mowed down again and nothing seems to work. This morning, the burden on my heart is to help us to recognize that. You recognize that stronghold. You recognize that thing that you come up against that you get mowed down every time. That you walk away disappointed. You walk away and you're hurt because you know you have failed the Lord. You know that you have made a mistake here and yet you fall again and again and again. You know, we can't negotiate with terrorists. That's America's. It was America's motto. I don't think we've changed that. You can't negotiate with terrorists. The old devil, he's the greatest terrorist we're ever going to face. He terrorizes us all. And many times what we do is we try to negotiate. Well, I'm doing better than other people are doing. At least I'm trying. You ever use that excuse? By the time you fall and you have fallen at this one garrison over and over, and you say, well, at least I'm trying. Or you say, you try to justify it. Well, I tell you what, I'm doing better than some people are. Or maybe you use, well, at least I try to go to church. We can't negotiate with terrorists. Well, we certainly can't negotiate with sin. Sin is sin, and we don't want to fall. You shouldn't want to fall. You shouldn't allow yourself that excuse. You shouldn't make excuses for yourself. You should acknowledge that this is a stronghold in my life and it's got to go. I don't want to fall there anymore. I don't want to have to face this anymore. Look over at 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Thank you. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Look, he's talking about imaginations. He's talking about things that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. There's things that are set up in our life and we make excuses for it, and we use these excuses rather than what God's Word tells us. God's Word says you are more than an overcomer. The old devil will say you're never going to overcome this. And we allow these excuses to rise above God's Word. It says here that if God can help us bring every thought into obedience. Can you imagine? Could you imagine what life would be like if you as a child of God could have your thoughts reined in to where every thought is about Jesus Christ? What a difference that would make in our life. What a difference that would make in our homes, in our churches, in our communities, in this world that we live. You talk about somebody that's on fire for God, when you've got every thought captured, you've got it focused on the Lord, you talk about being on fire. God can use somebody like that. But ask yourself today, are you ready to finally win the battle against the stronghold that your enemy has set up? Whatever it is, I don't know what it is. I haven't been out here spying on anybody. I haven't been watching anybody. I know in my own life that my adversary has set things up to where I have seen where I have fallen time and time again to certain things. By the grace of God, He's helped me to pull some of those strongholds down. And I want to encourage you with it, the same thing this morning. Because boy, what it does for you whenever you know that you don't have to fall to the same thing repeatedly over and over again. So I ask you again, are you ready to finally battle against that stronghold? Because a stronghold is again, that's where the enemy is dug in deep. If you're ready, God will help you pull that stronghold down, and you're going, here's the thing now, you're going to need to be vigilant. Brother Matt, whenever we have our military go into a place and they go into a stronghold and they go in with a lot of force, they attack it full force and they're able to overcome and tear that stronghold down, but then what? You don't just immediately leave it. You have to police that area. Because if you don't watch it, the enemy will come back in and make it twice as strong, and then you've got to go back and win it again. We see these strongholds in our life. God help us pull them down, but we're going to have to police that area. That's an area that's going to have to be, we're going to have to watch it close, be vigilant. He said, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. You're going to have to be vigilant. Pay attention with it. But if you're ready to go against this stronghold, the Lord gave us weapons of spiritual warfare. He said it's mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. These garrisons can come down. He gave us the helmet of salvation. First and foremost, the thing going to help you is to understand I am saved. To have that knowledge, have that understanding, that hope. I am saved. And if I'm saved, then I am new. I'm a new creature, and I am not I'm not captive to that sin. This is not something I have to do. There's people that are addicted to things that sin, sinful, and say, you know, well, I'm addicted to it. I don't have any choice. You do. You're a child of God. You have control. God has control. You're a new creature. The old things passed away. All things become new. That hope will help you. But you're going to have to cling to it. You're going to have to put that helmet on. The knowledge of salvation. You understand you are a child of God. The breastplate of righteousness. In other words, if you're going to attack this garrison now, you're going to have to be pure in your heart. You can't come at this thing half-hearted and expect to win. The belt of truth. Again, to understand this is serious and you can't deceive yourself. God's truth. You're going to put this as number one. This is the final authority. His truth. Final authority. Not what the devil lies to you about. Not what the world says is popular and cool. And what the world says we can't overcome. The world will tell you you can't help but do this or can't help but do that. God's word will tell you something different. You put on the belt of truth. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I tell you, you need to walk in the right direction. There's peace in being able to overcome this thing that's causing you to fall over and over again. But when it's finally gone, when you finally get to a point where you have received victory over this, whatever this is, well, there's such peace. It's there. The shield of faith, you're going to have to trust the Lord. Above all, you're going to have to trust the Lord. Look, David walked out on the battlefield against a giant. That's really what you're facing. Stronghold. David walked out against a giant. He didn't go out doubting. God is going to deliver you this day into my hands. It wasn't David that killed the giant. He said, God's going to take care of you. Of course, God did that through David. God will help you get past this stronghold if you'll let it. And then the Word of God, well, we've been given a sword. This Word of God tells me that I am more than conqueror through Christ, which strengthens me. That's where you stand this morning. You've been lied to. The devil is the father of lies. You probably told yourself, I can't get past this. It's just not going to happen. You know, if we looked at a stronghold kind of like cancer, you find out you've got cancer, and the doctor says, well, we can treat it. It's going to be a battle, but we can treat it. You go in there, and he said, well, we're going to have surgery. We're going to have to cut that cancer out. And then after that, we're going to have to give you some rounds of radiation. We're going to radiate them cells. And then after that, he said, but now, you know, you go through this. We've got the cancer, and we've radiated them cells around it, and yet now you're going to need to protect the immune system against other attacks. You're going to have to do some things to gain your strength back because it's going to take a lot of strength. You're going to have to gain your strength back. And then we're going to have to watch it, make sure it don't return. And the moment we see it return, we're going to have to aggressively attack it one more time if it returns. If there's something in your life that's there and it's been there and you say, I want to get rid of it. And then you turn around and you fall again. And it breaks your heart because I know I shouldn't be falling to this, but I am falling to it. And then you come to church and you kind of feel ashamed because, well, I tell you, I'm falling to something and nobody else seems like they're falling to anything, but I'm falling. And we start getting shameful. And next thing you know, I might quit coming to church because, every time I go, I feel like preacher's preaching to me and I feel guilty and I feel like I need to just get out of church so I can get away from that guilt. And now listen, all that is lies and that's that cancer that's eating you up. That's that stronghold that is getting to you. And what you need to do is say, it's time to attack this thing. Let's storm the gate. It's time to attack this thing head on. Let's get it out. And then let's recover. And then let's get some strength from God's Word. And let's watch it. And if it rears its ugly head, let's deal with it right then and there. Every time it shows up, let's deal with it. One time after another. You see, it's time to tear down the stronghold. God will give you the victory if you will be all in. He will give you the victory. And this morning, the burden of my heart, I have no idea why I preach a message like this, but God knows. But my burden is to help us see the importance. Commit your heart to Him. Use the weapons you've been given to warfare. And do not retreat. Whenever we retreat, I've said this many times, when you retreat, you have no protection. All your armor is for a frontal onward attack. The moment you turn around and run away, that's a lack of faith. And the enemy has you wide open to take you out. This morning, if you're lost, I want you to stop and consider, maybe take this message and look at it from a little bit different angle. What in the world has the devil put in your way to keep you lost? What's there? Do you see it? Do you see something in your way that's hindering you? If it's there, whatever it is, get that out of the way. Let God help you get it out of the way. God will help you get it out of the way if you will let Him. And then just trust Him with your eternity. Trust Jesus as your Savior. If you can do that this morning. If there's something in your way and you can't trust Jesus, get that out of the way and just trust Him. Just trust Him. Be born again unto everlasting life. Wouldn't that be one? What a victory that would be this morning. If you trust Jesus and be saved. That's the greatest victory we get in this life. But then after that, we're saved. And we face these little battles. Look, the victory's already been won. I'm going to be with my Lord in heaven. And I can't mess that up. But I tell you what we can do. We can mess up life. We can make life where we walk around with guilt. We sluggish. We don't have any zeal. We stop wanting to do anything God would have for us to do because we carry this thing, this stronghold that needs to be addressed, but we just keep ignoring it. Well, I'm going to try to do better, and we fall, well, I'll do better next time. And we may kind of haphazardly hit it with a prayer, Lord, please, help me overcome this little thing, and we don't even think about it more until next time it happens. I'm asking you this morning, by the grace of God, get serious with it. Face it. And let God give you the victory. We'll ask for a song.